bless you this morning. We exalt you. We honor you. We bow before you. You are the Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We exalt you. You are good. You are kind. Lord, we worship you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. Oh, we honor you. Father, we bow before you. We lay our crown and we say we worship you. You are God and you are God forever. You are God from beginning. You are God to the end. You are God of all that is in between. We honor you. We bow before you. Lord, we exalt you. Oh, for your greatness, for your mercy, for your love that cannot be compared. Oh Lord, for your mercy that are new every morning. For great is your name. Great is your mercy unto me. Grace is your mercy unto us. Great is your faithfulness. We call you faithful, O Lord. We exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We lay it to heart, O Lord, to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2025. Today is the last day of the month of September. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his grace and for his mercy over your life during this month of September. Thank him for what he has done in your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day as you step out that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my household. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me. I declare this day that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that which still belongs to me in this month of September. I claim them in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I enforce my provision. I stand on the word of the Lord and I claim God's provision for my life in you this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that all that is in you this day work together for my blessing. All that is in you this day work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, the goodness of the Lord is upon me. I declare that the Lord established me in his mercy. The Lord established me in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word and I declare that no evil will befall me. I declare that any form of weapon that is prepared for this day, you will not prosper over my life. Every evil word that is pronounced over this day, you are canceled. Over my life, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, the Lord frustrates the tokens of the evil one over my life. Their enterprise over the day is cancelled in the name of Jesus. I walk in this day in the name of the Lord. I walk in this day in the grace of the Lord. I declare upon you, O earth, that you will bring forth blessing unto me. You will bring forth favor unto me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that his grace is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, every language of infirmity is cancelled. Language of sickness is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I am not seated in the corners of darkness. I am not seated in the corners of reproach and shame. I am not seated in the corners of sickness and infirmity. Oh, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word. I declare I shall not die but live. But to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, I am not just living to roam the earth, but I live to walk around declaring the glory of the Lord, carrying upon me the savor of the King, showing around the royalty of his kingdom in the name of Jesus. I step out today in glory. I step out today under the mercy of the Lord. I declare the word of the Lord that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion this day in the name of Jesus. I declare that the provision of the Lord for me is not limited. I declare that I will not be cut off from the provision of the Lord. I will not be cut off from the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I am established in his court. I am established in his grace in the name of Jesus. Surely the blessings of the Lord is my portion this day. Surely The goodness of the Lord is my portion this day. I call to manifestation the blessings of the Lord for me for this day. I call to manifestation His favor upon my life. I call to manifestation His grace upon my household. I call to manifestation His protection over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today, when the enemy will raise their head like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord God will raise standard against them. I am secured in the goodness of the Lord. I am secured under His grace, for the Lord will give His angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will lift me up so that I will not dash my foot against the stone. Thank you, righteous Father. I declare that this day is blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is the last day of the month of September. From September 1 up to now, it has been a wonderful time. Just like yesterday, we started this month of September and we've been calling upon His name. He spoke to us from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Lord has answered our prayers. He has opened our eyes to see great and mighty things. He has given you revelation. He has given you direction. He has shown you the path that you will follow. I told you in the month of August, I said the remaining part of this year is going to be a path that the Lord will take you through to establish His goodness in your life. I told you that the remaining portion of this year, the Lord will begin the foundation of glorious things in your life. He will lay the foundation of your home. He will lay the foundation of your business, the foundation of your ministry, the foundation of your life. He will lay the foundation of your establishment in Him, in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that this is the word of the Lord for you. The zeal of the Lord's house will perform it. You are looking at yourself, that how is that going to be? How is that going to come to pass? You don't need to know. The question of how, when, who, where, leave it to God. All you have to do, hold on unto His word, stand upon your prophecy and walk it out in the place of prayer. Declare the establishment of His word in your life, that He has spoken. Surely He has said it, that the Lord will perform it and that it will be established in your life, that no power of hell, no kingdom of darkness, no delay of darkness will stand against the actualization of your prophecy. Stand with the Lord in prayer, for He has said it, He will perform it. He has said that you should call upon Him, He will answer you. He will show you great and mighty things, things that you have never seen before. He has called you to the place of revelation. I told you during our course of looking at Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, I told you that the language by which God is going to speak to you is through revelation. It will open your eyes. It will show you the way where you will go. It will brighten the light upon you. It will give unto you revelation. It will show you things that you don't know. It will open unto you treasures that has been hidden. It will direct your path to riches that is hidden in the dark, because He is the Lord. He will show you revelation. That is the language, the currency for the season. He will open your eyes. He will take you through the path in establishing your family, your business, your ministry, your home. He will show you the path. That is what He has said. And I believe that His word is establishing your life in the name of Jesus. I know you have testimonies that you can share. If the Lord has permitted you, if you are directed, you can share them with us, or share them with brethren that is around you. Share your testimony of provision, of healing, of divine revelation, of direction that the Lord has given to you through His word, that the Lord has given to you in the month of September. Our God is a good God. Always remember Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 3, that the Lord is calling us to a place to pray, a place of prayer, a place to look up unto Him and call upon Him, a place to come and renew strength, a place to come and increase our threshold in Him, a place for us to come and have intimacy with Him, a place of prayer, a place where our eyes are opened, a place where our strength is renewed. The scripture says, those that wait upon the Lord, He will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 3 is calling us to the place of waiting. when we are in the presence of the Lord, a place to wait, a place for our strength to be renewed, a place for our altar to be rebuilt, a place where fire is rekindled upon our altar, a place where our life is regenerated, a place where our strength is renewed, a place where our joy knows no bound, a place where His grace is poured out unto us, a place where strength is given unto you for you to walk upon your high places. And that is the place that the Lord is calling you to, the place of prayer. A place to pray, not just to pray, but for you to have intimacy, for you to have revelation, that He will show you, He will show you, call unto me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. He will show you, you will see ordinary things. When you press further, you will see great things. When you tarry the more, you will see mighty things, great and mighty things that you have never seen before. His word says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of men what the Lord have for those that diligently wait upon Him. Come to the Lord, come up unto the Lord in the place of prayer. Come up unto Him and speak to Him, ask from Him, and He will show you wonders even unto the utmost end of the world. He's calling unto you, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. Call upon the Lord. Go back to your place of prayer. Go back to establishing yourself in His presence. Go back to your near and speak to the Lord. Call unto Him. Do not allow this time to go. Do not allow this season to go without you setting up your altar of prayer, without you setting up your altar of intimacy with Him. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord for this month of September. Give glory unto Him for His mercy and His love over you. Thank Him. It is not by your power. A king is not saved by the multitude of his strength. It is only given by the Lord. The victory that you have received, that you have experienced over things that happened around you this season, not by your strength. It is by the Lord that you are alive today. So give glory unto Him. Today is the last day of the month of September. Appreciate the name of the Lord. Bless Him, most importantly, for He has answered your prayer. For He is God that has established you. Oh, His blessing is upon you. It is well with you. I want you to stretch forth your hands unto the Lord and bless Him. Give honor unto Him. You are blessed as you go out today in the name of Jesus. I proclaim the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord give you peace as you go in the name of Jesus. As you are crossing over to the new month of October, great things is delivered unto you in the name of Jesus. As you are stepping into the new month, it is your time to be favored. It is your time to receive mercy. It is your time to be delivered. It is your time for great things to start. It is the time for greater things to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. You will see the manifestations of His favor. You will see the manifestations of God's blessing upon your life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, as you step out today, prepare yourself. Walk in the light of His word and be a light to the world. For behold, our Lord cometh. The bridegroom is coming. He's coming to take us home. Prepare yourself. Be a light to the world. And for those that are outside the kingdom, it is so sweet and it's so peaceful to follow Jesus. Not to follow any man, but to follow Jesus. You will find peace and contentment. You will see joy. You will experience joy everlasting in His presence. It is well with you. Join our ranks, we will be many. The Lord is ready to receive you. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you again next month. In Jesus' name.